The question today is, what is the rapture of the saints? Some people call it the rapture of the church. Some people just call it the rapture. But the reason I specify the rapture of the saints is because the word rapture itself means to transport or to be transported. It means, in other words, it's not a Bible word as far as the English word in our English Bible. Rapture is not there. But the Bible principle is there. And really the whole principle as far as the best place to read about it to begin with would be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 13 through verse number 18. And we find here Paul's writing the saints at Thessalonica trying to encourage them because they didn't fully understand what happened to their loved ones who had departed before they, in other words, before they died, in other words, before the Lord come back. And so therefore he speaks of this as for trying to encourage them and said, verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 4, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep or died, in other words, in Christ, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if ye believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. In other words, he's talking about when he comes back in the first part of the second coming. And by the way, this is called the second advent. The second advent is the second coming or the parousia of our Lord. But it's in two parts. One time, and sometime he's coming back in the air for his saints. And then he's coming back to set foot with his saints up on the earth. And that will conclude that all that between the first part and the second part will be the second advent of our Lord Jesus Christ. But now, first advent, of course, he came, and for 33 and a half years as he walked upon this earth. I'll not deal with the time of the second advent right now. We'll deal with that at a later time. But we're talking specifically about the rapture of the saints. And he so told them that when Jesus comes back again, and this is talking about in the rapture, come back to transport them into heavens, what he's going to do. But he says here that those that sleep in Jesus means they're saved. Verse 14, that God will bring with him. And now, what's that talking about? Well, whenever a man dies that's saved, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. So therefore, the moment that a person who is saved dies, their soul and spirit leaves out and immediately goes in the presence of the Lord in the third heaven. Now, when Jesus comes back in what we call the rapture, to transport his saints up to heaven, he's going to bring back the soul and the spirit of those to get their body. So Paul is telling the saints here at Thessalonica about that. Here he said God's going to bring them with him, meaning the spirit and the soul. Verse 15 of chapter 4 said, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent," and the word prevent in the Old English means to precede them which are asleep. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Now, Paul is telling them about the rapture. In other words, when the rapture, what we've termed as a rapture, because it is a biblical principle here that we're speaking about. Paul also told the church at Corinth, as he explained a little more about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse number 51, he said, "Behold, I show you a mystery." Now, a mystery is something that's hidden from us, but it's given to us by revelation of the Spirit. We understand more about the revelation of the Spirit now and the rapture, the mystery of this rapture, because of the fact we have more the completed Word. Paul didn't; it wasn't all completed for the church at Thessalonica, nor the church at Corinth. But we can understand this mystery, but he explains it here in verse 51 of chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. As he said, "We shall not all sleep," means die in Christ, that's dead, "but we shall all be changed," means there's going to be some alive when the Lord comes back in what we call the rapture. And here it says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What's he talking about? He's talking about that one day the Lord's going to come back and give us the victory because he's going to take us out of this place, spirit, soul, and body. The Bible said in Philippians 1:6, he who hath begun a good work will perform it unto the day of Christ. In other words, the day of Christ is the time when the Lord comes back in the rapture, and he is going to completely deliver us. See, we're saved or justified. Our spirit is saved or justified from the penalty of sin. Our soul is being just sanctified daily from the power of sin. But one day this body will be saved or delivered from the presence of sin, and that's glorification. So therefore, we've dealt with what is salvation as far as the three parts is concerned, but we're going to be complete, and then we've got victory at that time as we see that. Now, the Lord himself, not some other Jesus, not some other person, is going to come with a shout, the voice of the archangel and the trump of God. I mean, he said that in verse number 16 of 1 Thessalonians 4. Also, we know that Jesus gave, or the Bible gives this promise in Acts chapter 1, verse number 10 and 11, when Jesus was out there on what we call the Mount of Ascension, 40 days after the resurrection, that he ascended up in the clouds, and they went out of the sight of Jesus as he ascended to the Father. And verse 10 says of Acts 1, and while they looked, the disciples looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up. Behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Therefore, he's bodily going to come back again one day, the same Lord Jesus, and receive up the saints. Now, as we think about that, it's not going to be just the church. We talk about being the rapture of the church, and yet it is the rapture of the church, but it's the rapture of all the saints. Because at that time, all saints will be raptured who've not already gone up. You say, what do you mean, who've not already gone up? Well, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 22, he said in 23, he said, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And then he gives the order. He said, but every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. And it said Jesus or Christ the first fruits. Now when he arose from the grave, what happened that day? Not only did he arise, but some of the Old Testament saints. I don't know how many. I don't know that it was all. But some of the Old Testament saints arose that day. And the term is Christ the first fruits. In other words, it's not just Christ himself. Or it would have been first fruit. It's Christ the first fruits, which he represented the type of going out and gathering a handful of wheat or barley. And they would take it and wave that offering on the first day of the week, at the first fruits, they would call it, the day of first fruits, and it would guarantee a harvest was coming. And so therefore Jesus resurrected, and because he resurrected, along with some of the Old Testament saints, because they were seen walking through the streets of Jerusalem after that Christ arose from the dead, and they are considered the first fruits, and then the rest are at his coming. In other words, it's saying that all that will be saved or all that will be raptured up will be at his coming. And it's not talking about the second part of his coming. It's talking about the first part, when the Lord himself shall descend. And then it says, what did he say? That the saved that have died will be raised first. All, verse 16 of 1 Thessalonians 4, it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall raise first. And that's the reason that, in other words, we'll not prevent them or precede them, but they'll be raised first with a glorified body like unto our Lord. And then the saved that are alive will be changed, because he said there, they'll be changed, they'll be caught up together with them in the clouds. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 said they'd be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and all be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. So therefore, the saved will meet the Lord in the air, and they'll be with him forever in glory, enjoying what he promised the disciples when he in the upper room when he was there after Peter or Paul, all of them were there, and of course Judas Iscariot went out to betray him. But he said in John 14, 1 through 3, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." So the Lord is coming back with all the spirits and souls of those who died all the way back to Adam that wasn't resurrected when Jesus was. He's coming back with them. And then all the saints of God, all through all the ages of time, through all the dispensations that man has made of time, if you please, will be caught up out of the sea. The sailors that died in World War II and was dumped at sea, their bodies is going to be caught up, even though it seems it's all gone, but God's going to bring it back. Unite that body, and it'll be a glorified body. It'll be an immortal body, no longer, never to die again, and be inhabited by that soul and that spirit of that individual caught up together, and the saint's body will be changed to an immortal body at that time, and all of us be caught up together in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Folks, that is the rapture. That is the being caught up to be transported back into heaven. And all saints will be caught up at that time. I know there's some people who say, well, there's this, some will be saved here and some there. But that's not what the Bible said. It said that every man in his order, 1 Corinthians said, Christ the first fruits, and they that are his, all that are his, will be caught up. And in other words, and be made, in other words, are his at his coming. Afterward, they'll be caught up. Revelation brings out something else. Revelation chapter number 20. I just thought about this. Let me turn to it. And he says there, but the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. After the rapture, the rest of the dead will not live. That's the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And he's talking about the rest of the dead. You see, the first resurrection is the saints will be raptured up and be with the Lord, transported into heaven. But after 1,000 years, 1,000 years will pass before there will be a second resurrection, and that will be those lost dead, those who rejected life. They'll stand before God at the great white throne judgment. But that's 1,000 years later. But the rapture is for the saints of God, and they'll be caught up one day when He comes back in the clouds, and we'll meet Him in the air and be ever with Him forevermore. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying, good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.